from JMI Wealth. Let's get into the money. Good morning to you, Andrew Kelleher.
Good morning, Mike.
Talk to me about the business outlook. The ANZ have been having a look. Are we in trouble here?
I wouldn't say trouble, but I think a little bit of a warning shot. So, yeah, we're looking at what's referred to as this is the flash reading of the ANZ business outlook. So it's a preliminary read. It's not that they haven't fully collated all the results yet. It's sort of like an exit poll, Mike, like an exit poll. So speaking of which, what is it, 39, 40 days to the election? And this kind of low-key approach that we seem to be getting around the joint at the moment, well, some of these economic signals may come into play as we get closer to the date. Now, the context here on this thing is that some of the headline economic data we've been getting has been printing a little bit better than expected, even though sort of underneath seems to be a bit of a deterioration. And you think about the employment data, that's say an example of that. So the flash reading is titled Teetering. And the question we're raising here, or the question I'm raising, they're not raising this in the article itself, are we looking at the W-shaped recovery? So we've had the fall, we all were very aware of the fall, then are we having this little rise, but is the pent-up demand now sort of fizzling out? So the June quarter was obviously pretty ugly, you know, we had lockdown, and then we had the early part of the September quarter where we get this little bounce back, but now, if we look at headline business confidence, it's fallen 10 points, it's minus 42.4, that's not good. Own activity, arguably a better indicator of growth, that's down 8 points as well to minus 17. Look, it's way better than immediately following that sort of peak despair period in March, but it's not good. And the deterioration is not right across the board, but it is in the key areas where we would like to see improvement. So net 15% of firms expect to lower their investment. That's worsened since July. Export intentioned, that's worsened since July. Employment intentions, get it? That's worsened since July. So I don't want to join too many dots here, but I do think, as I say, it's a bit of a warning shot. We've been through lockdown. You know, we're now all participating in a global economic slowdown, global fiscal responses, global central bank monetary policy activity. But what have we got in front of us? We've got a reduction in fiscal support coming at some stage. You know, the government support will drop back.
Yeah.
So we've got a longer-term problem of weaker labour market. You've got the summer tourism market come up. That'll be low. So, look, I just think it's a little warning shot that we've got to take this thing a bit seriously.
Good insight. RB tomorrow, of course, and QE, yes, and where we go down that particular track. Now, I asked the Prime Minister about this yesterday, TY. She didn't seem to know what was going on, the fourth pot and the speculation and all that sort of stuff. Are they leaving and going or not?
Well, look, we don't know. What we do know, I was going to talk about contact, but let's just quickly segue to another thing. I was going to talk about the contact result yesterday. What we do know, that Meridian has put a proposal to Rio Tinto. So Meridian, the main supplier of the energy, they've put a proposal to Rio Tinto. Rio Tinto own the smelter, to extend the proposed closure date, so to put it out over a longer period of time. They told us yesterday that proposal to date has not been accepted yet. So 31/8/21 is still the date until we hear any different. Now, contact result yesterday. Basically, if I sort of very quickly, I suppose, if we go through the whole contact result, underlying it all is this issue about the TY Point aluminium smelter, because it's a big unknown. The thing is, Mike, is that we've got the gentailers like Contact Meridian. They make energy and then they sell it at the retail level. They also operate thermal plant generation. So this is not hydro. This is burning stuff. Now, all of the development, all of the future is now in doubt, because we don't need it all if, in fact, TY goes. So it's very difficult for these big companies to plan. Quickly, the results were pretty much on expectations. Contact are paying the current dividend, but the uncertainty means they can't give guidance around the dividend. And that future development, as I say, or the place of thermal generation, is very much in the balance. Was referred to as a black swan event.
Okay, mate. What are the numbers?
27,734 on the Dow Jones, up 300 points, 1.09%. The S&P 500, 3359, up 8.23%. But the NASDAQ is a little bit lower, 10,961, down 49. Overnight, FTSE 100, 6050, up 18. The Nikkei, 22,329, down 88. Shanghai Composite, 3379, up 25. Good day in Australasia yesterday, the ASX 200 up 105 points, 6110, that's 1.75%, great day there. On the NZX 50, 11,683, up 37.32%. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6591 US, 0.9208 Aussie, 0.5607 Euro, 0.5041 pounds, 69.8 yen. Gold, $2,031.99, and Brent crude, $45.18.
See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much, Andrew Kelleher, and all the expertise and cleverness at jmiwealth.co.nz.